It's Vision's Morning Cafe with Karen.
On the Morning Cafe this morning, I am delighted to have joining me Belle Thompson and her gorgeous husband, Phil. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's so cool to have you guys here. Now, you've been on such a journey. I remember Matt Prater and I met you at the Hillsong Conference in our little outside broadcast van, and you were doing great things then. You were engaged to be married. How's married life treating you?
It's better than I expected. It's not that makes it sound like I had really low expectations, but I actually had really high expectations, having waited so long for God to bring the right person along. And now I think on the other side of marriage, so we've been married nearly 2 years now. And I just seriously think all the time, I just think, God, it was so worth waiting for your best. It was so worth just the really difficult fight through my 20s, really putting you first and trusting you with this area of my life.
So, Belle, we've spoken to you a number of times back then and since then, but Phil, I'm interested to get your side of the story. How did you meet this gorgeous woman, and how did you get into this whole world of Christian music with her?
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible story, actually. I was an elder at the Church of Christ in Coffs Harbour, and we actually had a period of time without a senior minister. So, funnily enough, I'd just become an elder, and the minister at the time felt that God had said to him his time in that role had come to an end. And so we actually then had a two-year period of interims ministry where we didn't have a senior pastor. And so another elder and myself stood into that role. And so part of our responsibilities was to fill, you know, Sunday speaking spots for the Sunday services. And about that time, Belle contacted us. She was on tour in New South Wales and wanted to see if we would have her. And so that's kind of how things started. Long story short, we met there at the church. I interviewed her on stage and asked her some fairly standard questions. And then she shocked me with a question, didn't she?
And what was that?
Well, I and honestly, I've never said this anywhere before, but he asked, you know, tell us about your CDs and tell us about where you're traveling to. And then he said, go and grab a seat because we'll get you up after the announcements to do some singing. And I said, oh, aren't you going to ask, am I single? And it was so funny because the whole church seriously went, ooh.
Yeah, that's very bold of you, darling.
Oh my gosh, it's so not like me. I was mortified. I just looked at him. I was like, what did I just say? Walked off the stage. And afterwards, he said to me, oh, if you knew how many people in this church have been praying for me to meet the right girl. They just loved that. So I was like, they were all his wingmen. I couldn't escape from there.
That's fun. But so whereabouts are you from? You were from further afield from there, hey?
Yeah, so I'm Brisbane born and bred, so but was just travelling through New South Wales playing at different churches and conferences, and that's how I ended up in Coffs Harbour.
So were you a young musical girl? How did this all come about, your love of music and your passion to communicate the gospel through music?
Well, I come from a fairly non-musical family, actually, but my mum noticed when I was pretty young that every time play school was on, I'd like get out all my instruments and, you know, play along. And so she enrolled me in piano lessons when I was six, and then started doing violin, and it just kind of grew from there. Started guitar in high school. And when I started writing songs when I was a teenager, I actually, because I didn't know anyone else who did that, and I actually used to think, I think there's something wrong with me at one point, because I was like, just this music comes into my head. But that just gradually over time, I started to realise that was actually a gift, and started to, particularly once I was out of school and studying music at uni, really, I guess, learning to use that in a way that could combine my faith with the songwriting.
Hmm. So you actually studied music. You went on from school and studied tertiary music?
Yeah, I did. So I did a Bachelor of Popular Music at the Conservatorium in Queensland, and that was just great. I loved it. All of a sudden, to go from being in high school where, you know, I didn't love studying maths and science and all of those.
Me either.
So this was like total release for me to be studying music all day long and really what I love. They had actually a recording studio there that we were allowed in 16 hours a week to work on our portfolios, which was our major study. And it was amazing. It was like a $5 million studio, and that's actually where I produced my first EP.
I'm chatting with Belle Thompson together with her husband Phil Thompson in the guest lounge at Easterfest 2014. Okay, so from that first EP, which was entitled
It was called Fragments. That's a long time ago now. Yeah, it was called Fragments. And it's funny, I still actually have some at home, and Phil, my husband, sometimes tries to, he's like, oh, we should sell these as like a memento. I'm like, no, that's not getting out to anybody anymore.
So what did you want to do with that one, and where were you hoping that it would take you?
Well, I think with that first one, that was really my first step. I mean, I had to learn how to do everything myself, figure out how do I get them, you know, how do I do the artwork, how do I get it pressed, how do I get it mixed and mastered. I recorded it myself at uni because I'd learnt the production skills, and then worked with a lot of my classmates at uni who were amazing musicians and got them to play on it. And I think for me, that was just a real first step. And, you know, I think with every project that you do and every CD I've done thereafter, and I've just released my fourth CD now, but I think with each one you get better, and with each one you learn more, and you probably at the time for each of them I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best I could ever do. I've just really, and now I look back at that first one and think, whew, I don't know about that.
Well, you have gotten bigger and you have gotten better, and I know I recently saw a clip of you performing with Paul Coleman. Tell me about your exploits in the USA.
Yeah, that, I mean, this last year for me has been so much a case of the year of dreams really coming to fruition. So it was a dream come true to get to record my new CD in Nashville with just a world-class producer. He's done some of my favourite albums. He's worked with people like Chris Tomlin and Carrie Job, and it was, I can't even tell you how incredible that was for me to get the opportunity to go over there. It was one of the most terrifying things I've ever done. I was so nervous. I worked so hard just practicing and getting ready for it. But once we got over there, I honestly, after the first day of recording, I looked at my husband and I said, that was just the best day of my life, second only to our wedding day. Honestly, it was amazing.
So looking at your husband now, Phil, what was your experience like going to Nashville with this beautiful blonde thing beside you?
Well, I, to be honest, because I'd never produced an album before or been in that whole production process, I didn't fully know what to expect. Originally, we had gone over and we thought, look, we have the finances and the songs together to do four tracks over there. That was our big dream. If we could do these four tracks, that would just be amazing. And of course, then, you know, what God does when you take that step of faith and He meets you there, the vision was expanded and we were able to go back a second time and complete the album with 10 tracks in total. So for me, I just really wanted to support Belle. This was a dream of hers for so many years, and I thought, this is the season. We're going to put everything at this and see if God can, yeah, meet us where we're at and bring it all together. So I was thrilled.
I'm sharing a conversation had at Easterfest 2014 just a couple of weeks ago with Belle Thompson and Phil Thompson. Now, Belle is a beautiful Aussie singer-songwriter. She's more than a singer. She's a gifted communicator who loves to share her love of Jesus in a compelling blend of original music, stories and testimony.
We are all about connecting faith to life. So I'm really interested to know from both of you, what are you doing this for?
Well, I think the music industry is something that it's not an easy industry to make it in. So I think that the thing that keeps us going is I really am passionate about the message behind the music. And I think, honestly, when you have those days where you're like, oh my gosh, how are we going to, you know, book this tour? How are we going to pay for this next album project? The thing that keeps you going is really knowing that these songs have a message that we've seen as we've toured that can really touch people, that really can change lives, and that honestly spurs you on. Like, I genuinely feel that this is a calling, and more as we step out in faith, I feel we're walking closer in that. And this year has been such a roller coaster ride. I can't even tell you in so many ways. And we have seen God come through for us like never before. And there's been moments where we're like, oh my gosh, we're about to go under. And then God just in the last hour when we're just beside ourselves comes through in some sort of spectacular way. So
He's an amazing God, and He will look after you. Hey, you're in the palm of His hand. If you're doing what He wants you to do in His timing as a newly married couple, you know, I know it's a big buzz, this whole music scene, contemporary Christian music, it is a buzz. But keeping your focus rooted and grounded is so important. So for you, Phil, why? Why do you continue to do this right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think if your why is big enough, it tackles all of the doubts and all of the challenges that come up that you think on the surface, this is silly to continue. The why for us is about sharing the good news of Christ. And the beauty of music is that it goes places that we could never go. So through the Vision Network, I know your listeners here, many of whom we may never meet in our lifetime. And yet, hopefully, they're going to be blessed by listening to Bell's music. Maybe with people that come to the gigs, they'll purchase Bell's music and then be able to share it with friends who maybe don't know about Jesus. And again, the medium of music can take the message and plant it into people's hearts. So that's what we're really praying for, and that's why we give everything towards this.
Now, Bell, about the heart of your current song, the one you've just released, tell us the message and the heart behind that one. What's it called?
Well, A New Creation is the title, and it's just a really joyful song. It's based on the verse in 2 Corinthians where Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And I think that's a message that all of us need to hear, whether we are far along in the journey of faith or whether we're just beginning. I think we need to celebrate the fact that whatever has happened and whatever continues to happen, in God's eyes, when he looks at us, he sees a new creation.
Well, it's been my privilege to share just a moment here with you guys, a great coffee conversation, and I thank you. I've been speaking with Bell Thompson, also Phil Thompson, gorgeous couple. God bless you as you continue in what you're doing, and I know we'll be hearing a lot more about you and with you in the future. God bless.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a thrill.
Thank you.
To find out more about Bell and her CDs, you can go to the website bellthompson.com. It's B-E-L. Thompson is T-H-O-M-S-O-N. bellthompson.com. Check out where she's performing next. Everything's there. Thanks for your company. You're on The Morning Cafe with Karen on Australia's Vision Radio Network.
Like what you've just heard? There's more great podcasts, or you can listen to us live at vision.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation of any amount will help us continue connecting faith to life. Learn more or donate today at vision.org.au.